The great machine consisting of the stars and planets resembles the form of a Shishumara in the water. It is sometimes considered an incarnation of Krishna on Vasudeva. Great yogis meditate upon Vasudeva in this form because it is actually visible. Purport transcendentalists as yogis whose minds cannot accommodate the form of the Lord prefer to visualize something very great such as the Virat Purusha. Therefore, some yogis contemplate this imaginary Shishumara to be swimming in the sky, where dolphins swims in the water, and meditate upon as the Virat Purusha, the exact form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Next slide, this form of the Shishumara has its head downwards and its body coiled. On the end of its tail is the planet of Dhruva. On the body of its tail are the planets of the demigods, Prajapati, Pagni, Indra, and Dharma. And at the base of its tail are the planets of the demigods, Datta and Vidatta. Where the hips might be on the Shishumara are the seven saintly sages, like Vasishtha and Angir. The coiled body of the Shishumara chakra turns towards its right side, on which the 14 constellations from Abhijit to Punarvasu are located. On the left side are the 14 stars from Pushya to Uttarashan. Thus, its body is balanced because its signs are occupied by an equal number of stars. On the back of the Shishumara is a group of stars known as Aja Viti, Inanna's abdomen is the Ganges that flows in the sky of the Milky Way. On the right and left sides of where the loins might be on Sushumna Chakra are the stars named Punavas and Pusha, Ardra and Slesha on the right and left feet. Abhijit and Ushad are on its right and left nostrils. Shravan and Purvashad on its right and left eyes. And then there's Shramula on its right and left ears. The eight stars from Maga to Anuradha, which mark the southern course, are on the ribs of the left of his body. And the eight stars from Mrigashirsha to Purvabhadra, which mark the northern course, are on the ribs of the right side. Shatabhisha and Jastra on the right and left. And the upper chin of the Sushumna is Agastya's or chin Murana's mouth, Mars and Saturn on the back, just near Jupiter on the chest. The sun within the core of the heart, Narayana, within his mind is the moon, on its navel Venus, on its breast Ashwini Kumaras. Within his life air, which is known as Pranapana, is Mercury. On its neck is Rahu, all over the body are comets, and its pores are the numerous stars. My dear king, the body of the Sushumna, as thus described, should be considered the external form of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Morning, noon, and evening, one should silently observe the form of the Lord as the Sushumna Chakra, and we should move this mantra. O Lord, who has assumed the form of time, O resting place of all the planets moving in different orbits. O Master of Demigods, O Supreme Person, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you and meditate upon you. The body of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, which forms the Sushumna Chakra, is the resting place of all the demigods and all the stars and planets. One who chants this mantra to worship that Supreme Person three times a day, morning, noon, and evening, will surely be free from all sinful reactions. If one simply offers the basis of this form, or remembers this form three times a day, all his recent sinful activities will be destroyed. Wherefore, summarizing the entire description of the planetary systems of the universe, the Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura says that one who is able to meditate upon this arrangement is the Bharatrupa or Visharupa, the external body of the Supreme Personality of God, and worship him three times a day by meditation, will either be free from all sinful actions. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura estimates that Dhruva Loka, the pole star, is 3,800,000 yojanas above the sun. Above Dhruva Loka by 10 million yojanas is Maharloka, above Mahaloka 20,000 yojanas is Janaloka, above Janaloka by 80,000 yojanas is Tapaloka, above Tapaloka by 120 million yojanas is Satyaloka. Thus, the distance from the sun to Satyaloka is 233,800,000 yojanas, or 1,870,400,000 miles. So like when the planets begin 26,200,000 yojanas above Satyaloka, or 209,600,000 miles. Thus, the Vishnu Purana describes that the coverings of the universe is 260,000 yojanas, or 2,080,000,000 miles away from the sun. The distance from the sun to the earth is 100,000 yojanas, and below the earth by 70,000 yojanas of the seven lower planetary systems called Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, and Patala. Below these lower planets by 30,000 yojanas, Sheshanaga is lying on the upper dark ocean. That ocean is 249,800,000 yojanas deep. Thus, the total diameter of the universe is approximately 500,000 yojanas, or 4 billion miles. Thus, in the Bhagavad Gita, verse 5, fifth canto, 23rd chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, title is Srimadana. So, this is just a description of the mostly the nakshatras and a few other stars. Also, the nakshatras that we know lie in a certain belt in the sky, which is the belt on which the planets move. The planets do not move haphazardly all over the sky. They have certain orbits, and all of those orbits fit within a certain band in the sky. They will never move this way. They will always move in a certain direction. So, the constellations which are on that belt or near that belt are the nakshatras that we know. So there's 27 of those nakshatras placed there. And of course, besides that, there are the 12 zodiac signs also there. And besides that, of course, we have the whole sky filled up with stars, etc., and other constellation groups of stars. And then we have the pole star also. So, this whole sky is compared to the form of this Shishumara, which is a dolphin, or a sort of fish. Starting from the pole star and then coiling around like this. So most of the constellations, as mentioned here, are situated on that body of the dolphin, which coils around because we see that the stars are in a belt like that that go around. It simply describes here that the different constellations are considered to be like the eyes or the shoulders or the hips, etc., or the sides of the dolphin. So this is, as described in this verse, is a form of meditation for yogis. One can meditate upon this form as a form of the Supreme Lord. Of course, it is imaginary. It is simply part of the material world, shapes made out of the different arrangement of stars. But it is used for meditation. And of course, then it mentions the planets are situated there, and Narayan is situated there as the soul of that whole, all the stars or whatever. So this is a figurative form. It is not a real form. It is a form used to illustrate the power of the Supreme Lord behind anything, just as the soul will be behind the body of the fish or the dolphin. So the Supreme Lord will be behind all of the constellations and all the stars and all the planets in the sky. So that is simply what all of this means. Of course, these stars are fixed, or these constellations, which are groups of stars, are fixed. But they appear to be moving in the sky because the planet is, Earth is turning. And against that, those fixed stars, then we have the planets moving. Planets are not fixed, they are moving all the time. Some are moving fast and some are moving slow, which the moon travels the most. So, according to the movements of the moon, we have 27 constellations fixed around the zodiac signs. Why? Because there's 27 days it takes the moon to make one cycle. So we have one day per nakshatra. So that's why there's 27 of those. In addition to that, we have the 12 zodiac signs. Why we have both? Because the 12 are for the months. We have 12 months of the year. So the sun goes one zodiac sign a month. So therefore, there are another set of constellations to indicate the zodiac signs for the traveling of the sun. So we have two systems of measurement here. Constellations for measuring the daily movements of the moon, and we have the monthly movements of the sun through the 12 zodiac signs, which are different from the other constellations, but more or less merged together on the, there's so many stars there in the belt. And beyond that, then we have other stars. So we have here the seven sages, which are the Great Dipper, the Big Dipper in the sky. And on that Big Dipper, I think it's the North Star or the Pole Star is up there also somewhere. So we have other stars outside the band. And of course, we have the whole Milky Way also, or the Akashganga, which is out there also. So all of this is accommodated within the body of this fish, the Shishumara. They're all somehow located on the Shishumara. So this is simply a way of showing that all these things are actually representing the power of the Supreme Lord, because here a particular mantra is given that one should meditate using a particular mantra morning, evening, at noon, This is one chance. Gayatri, one can observe this prayer, praising the Lord as this particular form. So, it is not the direct form of the Lord. The direct forms of the Lord are spiritual. So similarly, the Virat Rupa, which comprises not just the stars, but all of the universe, and Satyaloka too, Pataloka, and all the bodies of all the creatures, all the elements, and the mountains and rivers. That is called the Virat Rupa. That's also imaginary. It's not an actual form of the Lord. It's a form, definitely, but it's not a spiritual body of the Lord. It's simply matter. But it's all regarded as a form of the Lord. Of course, we can say the whole universe is a form of the Lord also. Why? Because the Lord is everything. How? Because it's its expansion as Shakti. The Bahiranga Shakti is one Shakti of the Lord, and from this we get the whole material world and all its forms. And this is non-different from the Lord. So therefore, the Lord is the cause of matter. He is matter. It rests within him as Mahavishnu, and it comes out of him. So he is the cause of the whole universe and non-different from it. So we can say, therefore, that this whole universe is non-different from the Lord, and therefore we have the Virat Rupa, or we have this particular form of the Shishumara Chakra. This is a meditation, this prayer is a meditation on the non-difference of the Bahiranga Shakti from the Supreme Lord. At the same time, we should also realize that it is different. Yes, it is part of the Lord, it is the Lord, but still the Lord has this particular spiritual form in the spiritual sky, which is completely different from the material world. All of this is temporary. It will disappear, these forms will disappear, Virat Rupa will disappear, Shishumara will disappear at Pralaya. The forms of the Lord in the spiritual will never disappear. They're always there. So there's a difference between these two types of forms. So, these are temporary forms meant to glorify the Supreme Lord for less advanced people. Those who cannot understand the spiritual form of the Lord can accept this form and understand the Lord is behind it somehow or other. So that is the purpose of this type of meditation. So at the end here, Vishnu Chakravarti has summarized the dimensions of the universe. So we have the Mount Meru, and above that we have Bhuvarloka, and we have Svargaloka, and all the planets around there, and the belt of the zodiac, and all of that. And then we have, above that, we have Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, and Brahmaloka, even above Dhruvaloka. So Dhruvaloka is not at the top, it's only above Svarga sphere, but above that we have all the other planetary systems at the top. And then below we have the lower planetary systems down to Pataloka, below the Bhumandala, below the surface of Bhumandala. Then we have a space, and we have an ocean, Garbhadak Ocean, and the ocean is deep. Just as we have sky on top, we have ocean at the bottom, in between a little space, and there Shesha holds up the whole Bhumandala. And then that's the universe. And around the whole thing, we have layers. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, etc. in thicker and thicker layers to make a shell in the universe. So all these are given with certain dimensions from which we can understand the whole thing is very symmetrical. It is spherical. And there's a certain area for the water, a certain area for the air, a certain area for the earth, and a certain area for underaction, all the planetary systems, all at certain levels. So everything is fixed there by the will of the Supreme Lord, and within this particular pattern then we have the lokas situated and the living entities, and subject to karma they're born in these different places and they carry out their enjoyment in the material world. So all arranged by the Supreme Lord in a certain order.
as the Supreme Lord and immortal God. Isn't it that if it becomes a parad like you are conceiving a material thing which is not a spiritual and showing others as a Supreme Lord?
Well, it's a secondary representation, only for meditation. It's not the actual form of the Lord. It is a representation of the Lord. This is in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. We have the vibhutis of the Lord, where Krishna says, I am the Garuda, I am Mount Meru, I am the shark, I am the lion. They're material things. But Krishna himself says, I am the lion among animals, I am the shark among the fish, I am the banyan tree among the trees or whatever. So, only meant secondarily, not that it is the ultimate form of the Lord, that's all. Only for meditative purposes, to show the greatness of the Lord.
When you start only after the achievings of two demigods, the demigods of the right hand, the influence of the stars.
Well, all the entities within the universe are affected by karma. So in that sense, we can say yes. But it would look like that on the upper planets and whatever, they would view these things much differently from what we view it. Because they're situated in a different place, so how they would see these sun and all these other planets, I don't know. But it's a little bit different because they're situated much higher.
Yeah.